you know, using the same word, but, you know, putting it in another.
A lot more loving?
Yes. Yeah. Is there another way you could say that using another ending? If you say Jane is a loving child, not using the ing, maybe you would.
You could say is loving her.
But you don't use that.
I don't use that.
No.
It sounds awkward to me.
Yeah. Your brother's son is called
my nephew.
Mm-hmm. And a child that lost his father and mother is called
an orphan.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it's been put
in
an institution, and it's would you call it the same thing?
An orphan home?
With a child.
Would I call a child the same thing?
Mm.
Yes.
And a person appointed to look after an orphan. Is its
guardian.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asks all
of her relatives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually
unrelated.
Yes. Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, you would say he's a
stranger.
Mm-hmm. Would it make any difference how far he came from? If he came from another country?
Oh, he's a foreigner.
Yes, and would you use the same word foreigner of someone not from another country? Would you say foreigner if he's not from another country, maybe from a long distance?
Well, maybe loosely, but I would not
mostly
use it because
say he's a stranger.
I would say he was a stranger unless he was from another country.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you something about names now.
Okay.
Now, this is the name of the mother of Jesus is
Mary.
And George Washington's wife,
Martha.
And a nickname for Helen beginning with N.
For Helen?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, the name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party. Have you ever heard of that song?
Yes. And Nellie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A nickname for a little boy named William, beginning with B.
Bill.
And if you want to put a Y.
Billy.
Yes. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? The other three were Mark, Luke, and John, and
Peter.
Mark,
Luke, John, and Matthew.
Yes. A woman who conducts school is a
school teacher.
An old-fashioned term for it. Well, you just heard that word, just school teacher, right?
No, I've heard of it, but they just don't come to my mind.
There's a lady that worked in the cafeteria,
mm-hmm.
and her name starts with a C, and she's
Mrs. Cooper.
Yes. And now this is the Baseball Hall of Fame is in what town? Using that same word, but it's located where? The Baseball Hall of Fame.
Cooperstown.
Yes. And I think I